few areas are more ripe for automation than human resources, so results come out faster and more accurately. Now, the Partnership for Public Service has published some guidance for updating HR and improving workforce management. Margot Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership. She discussed their recommendations with Tom.
And Margot, I guess this is an area that has been on the march, especially in the commercial sector, for a long time.
Yes, it has been. And thank you so much, Tom, for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. The Partnership for Public Service and Cornerstone recently came out with a report just this week looking at HR talent management systems and the fact that many agencies are not using automated systems right now. And if they are using them, they're not integrating them across their departments. And that's a real challenge because what's happening is with outdated technology and the use of manual HR processes and paper records for everything, it's really difficult for agencies to be able to make good decisions because they don't have data that's connected across the organization. And it makes it challenging in terms of just inefficiencies and time-consuming for management.
And why has this been such a lagging place to automate for federal agencies for so long?
Well, you know, we heard from many of our interviews that we did that there are, you know, budget constraints, certainly, and that's something that agencies cite as one of the reasons that they're not adequately spending investing in HR improvements and automation. But reality is we've actually found in some of our interviews that agencies have told us they believe that automating their performance management systems could actually reap some financial benefits in terms of cost avoidance and savings, just greater efficiencies. You know, if you have agencies that are manual, you have people going in and scanning performance evaluations for all of their employees and then uploading them to a database, I mean, that is really time-consuming and not the best use of their time.
Now, other functions in HR have been automated, payroll, for example, and other administrative things like that. In fact, agencies are not supposed to build new systems. They're supposed to share their services there.
Mm-hmm.
For performance management, what does automation look like?
Performance management is a great example, and it's actually something we found in our interviews that many agencies are using paper-based systems so far, and that's just causing duplicate work across the organization. And so really, there are some great examples of different things. So for example, let me talk about performance management at DOD, for example. So they actually have performance management, and then they also have a talent and succession management process that they use that's automated. And what's really terrific about that is that they're able to look at their senior executives across the agency. They can get feedback on the performance of these individuals, but they can also be looking at what are the skills that we need to be able to develop in these folks. What types of rotational opportunities would be excellent for those folks to be able to prepare them for the next type of senior leadership position in the organization? And then they use these talent management systems to be able to actually slate individual executives against future positions in the organization. So they use it to understand the types of skills that they need in their workforce, to be able to identify skills gaps they might have, and be able to really ensure that they're developing talent for the future, all because they have an automated system that allows them to do this.
So it doesn't really automate the decision-making or deciding who is destined for what slot or who's good and who's not so good, but so much as getting all that data in one place that you can see it in a cogent way?
Yes, it's about making sure that all the data is in a place where senior leaders are able to get access to that data and that information to make good decisions. It's a great way to really be managing your talent. And if you don't have it in a centralized way, or if you have, you know, different systems across your organization that handle, you know, whether it's payroll and timekeeping or a different system on performance management or succession planning, and they're not all, quote unquote, speaking to each other, that also leads to greater inefficiencies. So ultimately, you want to create a talent management system where all of these different automated processes work together and feed information. You've got great agencies like HUD, for example, where they have gone further. They're integrating their systems, their IT systems, and then they're able to create a dashboard where data is fed real time, and that can help agency leaders make decisions.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Could one of the impediments to this type of system be the privacy implications and also the factor that as people's roles change in management, you may not want them to have continued access to this sort of information?
Yes, I think that's a fair point that there are some privacy concerns here, but I think that we can learn from some of the good examples of what agencies are already doing to make sure that we are ensuring that there are privacy protections in place. And so, for example, you know, there are a number of agencies that are already really using these systems. So, for example, NIH is being able to draw from their payroll and timekeeping systems, and it helps them to understand the cost of training for employees as a result. So that kind of information is I think, really ripe for agencies to be able to analyze. And certainly privacy concerns are important, and I think that there are ways that we can learn from what agencies are doing to ensure that individual information is kept private.
Now, your partner in this study was Cornerstone. This implies there are commercial solutions out there to do this.
There are some commercial solutions. The Partnership for Public Service does not endorse any particular solution. There are certainly different, private sector solutions out there. There are also technology solutions that are available. As you mentioned earlier, you talked about shared services across government. So there are federal shared services providers, and OPM as well can provide support to agencies, and then, as you mentioned, there are private sector solutions too.
So that means no one has to really, if they don't want to, mount this giant capital program to do coding and development of their own system. They can use another agency, or they can use a commercial product that's already, you know, an off-the-shelf product.
Yes, exactly. There are other, the shared services providers, and then also there are private sector providers as well. And I think what we're trying to do in this report, the Partnership for Public Service and Cornerstone, is really trying to highlight some best practices that we've seen in agencies so far. This is a great way for agencies to learn from each other and to also really highlight the value of moving in this direction, and the fact that you can really derive so much and help manage your workforce more effectively if you have integrated systems and if you have the data that can really help drive the decision making.
And we've talked about HUD and we've talked about the Defense Department. Any others that come to light in the report?
Sure. Well, I think I mentioned earlier also NIH and the fact that they're using their payroll and timekeeping systems to be able to look at what the cost of training is for their employees, and that's helping them make decisions. So they know now what it costs for training per employee, and that's helping them make decisions about where to invest in the future and what types of training should be mandatory. So that's a really terrific way. Other agencies are also looking at some of this data. For example, USDA is looking at their IT systems and the effect on staffing and recruiting efforts. So when they have data, they're able to really understand what types of positions or skills they need to be recruiting for, and they can understand from the data what type of talent is coming in the door and where what kind of sources they're coming from. So that can really lead to greater efficiencies and help them in thinking more strategically about recruitment efforts for the agency.